While Iraq tries to convince the world that it does not have weapons of mass destruction, North Korea emphatically reserved the right to develop them today by withdrawing from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. President Bush spoke by phone to China's president about this and then issued a statement saying that they both seek a peaceful, multilateral solution to the problem. North Korean diplomats met for a second day with Bill Richardson, who was UN ambassador during the Clinton administration. And at the UN, North Korea's ambassador focused his scorn on the Bush administration. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
It seemed today that everybody was trying to calm things except North Korea. In a rare public appearance, North Korea's ambassador to the UN, Park Gil-yeon, held a news conference at the United Nations in New York and declared that if the UN Security Council were to impose new economic sanctions on North Korea, Pyongyang would look upon that as a declaration of war. The ambassador also had tough words for the United States. The Bush administration this week reversed itself and announced that it would be willing to hold direct talks with North Korea, but it would not negotiate the bottom line that North Korea must dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Ambassador Park repeated the long-standing position of North Korea that the nuclear issue should be resolved peacefully through negotiations between his government and the United States.
The directly parties concerned of the issue. We always believe that negotiation can be made only the both sides agree to do. But the United States now say that we may talk to you how to comply with the international obligations, but will not negotiate with you. I think this is not a sincere attitude of the negotiators.
The White House response to the news that North Korea was pulling out of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty was restrained. But later at the State Department, spokesman Richard Boucher condemned the North Korean move and called on Pyongyang to reverse its decision.
We reject North Korea's claims that actions by the United States or the International Atomic Energy Agency could justify any actions like this. North Korea has been in violation of this treaty for many years. Today's announcement is another step in its confrontational approach to the international community and flies in the face of persistent calls on North Korea to comply with its obligations.
Boucher said the Bush administration had been in contact directly with the North Korean mission at the UN earlier this week to explain the U.S. position. The North Korean announcement last night was not unexpected and follows a series of moves over the past month designed to restart the North Korean nuclear weapons program, which has been frozen since 1994. In December, North Korea announced that it would unfreeze its plutonium processing facilities. It then disconnected sensors and video cameras operated by the International Atomic Energy Agency to monitor those nuclear facilities. On New Year's Eve, North Korea expelled two inspectors from the IAEA. Today, Mohammad El-Baradei, the head of the IAEA, was in Washington to meet with officials in the Congress and the administration. El-Baradei once again appealed to North Korea to reverse what seems to be a determined march to build up a small nuclear arsenal.
The international community, and I hear it from every concerned party, is ready to engage North Korea into dialogue, but North Korea has to take the first step. Once that first step is taken, I think there's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. There's readiness to discuss their security concerns. There's readiness to provide them economic assistance, but they have first to show that they are willing to sit, negotiate without that threat of nuclear brinkmanship.
A glimmer of hope emerged last night when it was disclosed that two North Korean diplomats from their UN mission had traveled to Santa Fe to meet with New Mexico's Democratic Governor Bill Richardson. Richardson had been involved in the Clinton administration's interactions with North Korea in the 1990s. Secretary of State Powell has been briefed on Richardson's meetings, which are expected to continue Friday night and possibly on Saturday. So far, the Bush administration has refrained from calling this a crisis and has not pressed for action in the Security Council, which in all likelihood is the next diplomatic step. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Just ahead, whistleblowers on Wall Street and silencers on public television. Those stories next on All Things Considered.